launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we go right back into your phone calls. Starting things out with the enemy of the state, or one of them, in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I was listening to your conversation with Kurt from Michigan last night.
Yes, sir.
Regarding, voting and legitimacy. Mark's response didn't surprise me at all. Mark, the utilitarian, that he's a defensive voter.
Dear God, can you imagine me doing things because it makes sense? It's practical? It works?
Yeah, you are very practical, Mark. I'll grant you that, and then I can take you on it later. But, Ian, your response surprised me. And I need a little bit of clarification. Can you give me just a brief rehash on what he was saying and what you were saying?
Well, first thing on Kurt is, every once in a while I have phone calls that kind of keep me up at night a little bit, like I think about them, and Kurt's was one of those.
Because
I said that I didn't want anything bad to happen to his mom as a result of him not voting, and it sounded like an attack on his mom. And there's no reason for that.
That's irrelevant.
But anyway, I'm just telling you, that's what I was thinking about last night. And that's the one thing that I was thinking about as far as the call. Ian, what were you thinking?
Well, Kurt was making the point that voting is violence, and if you're voting, you're consenting to the system, and you're giving it legitimacy. I think those were a handful of the points he was attempting to make last night. And I have to say, I can empathize with Kurt. I understand where he's coming from. Mark, I mean, you've had conversations with me when I have felt like jumping off the voting game, and you have kind of talked me down from the ledge, so to speak. So
I do have limited mind control abilities.
I have been there, and I understand that. And you've talked me down because the points you were making were very valid. And so essentially where I was coming from was that the reality is that even when 0% turnout, it does nothing at all to stop the tyrants from ruling over others.
The couple of cases where you can actually get 0%, as if the bureaucrats and the politicians aren't going to go out and vote for themselves anyway. So the likelihood of you getting 0% is microscopic because there's too much to be had.
You pointed out that there is in no way anything about consenting involved unless you explicitly are saying, yes, I do consent to this system and I do consent to being ruled. If you are voting from a defensive standpoint, and that is to minimize the damage done to you in your life and your loved ones, then that's, I believe, a perfectly legitimate reason. In the same way that that picking from one of the two choices that a robber, a common thug, might give you as he was robbing you on the street, to either give you your wallet back or to not give you your wallet back, give your empty wallet back or to not give you anything back, I'm going to choose to have my wallet back because, well, I might want some of the things that are in it, even if there's no cash left. So and especially when you're dealing with a situation like recently here in Keene, Baron Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project, was on the ballot for one of the House representative positions in this last election, and I didn't have any qualms with voting for Varen. Varen's a principled dude who I know does not support initiating force upon me, and I did not have any issues with voting for Varen. I do not believe that in any way consented to the system, so hopefully that explains what an answer. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, so let me point out the contradiction that you're facing, Ian.
Okay.
The main thing is that do you have the right, this goes back to the libertarian argument of non-aggression, that you cannot aggress against another and you cannot appoint others to aggress upon others for you, right?
I have not appointed anyone to do such things.
By your voting, do you have a right to vote for someone who purports to have leadership over me?
Can you run that by me one more time?
He says you're voting for somebody who purports to have leadership over him.
In principle, if you vote for someone, you are now granting that person authority over me. You are giving them a vote of
what if
their.
What if that person is only to use your endorsement of that person is to only use their power to remove power from over you?
Well, see, Mark, that's your take, that you think that government can work the way you want it to work and not do what you don't want it to do.
Are you suggesting that Baron Swearingen is a power-hungry madman that will execute your children just as soon as he becomes a city selectman? I mean, what kind of paranoid claptrap is that?
Who's Darren Swearingen?
I already explained. He's the president of the Free State Project, and he's an anarchist.
The last person
that's
that
a voluntary organization.
Oh, what? He ran
voted
for office
for city council.
No, it was representative, whatever state run.
Okay.
So the question stands.
But then still, he takes a position which can pass laws that restrict my freedom.
If I own a gun, I could shoot you in the head with it. Are you telling me
that doesn't make it right, Mark?
What? That I to own a gun?
No, that you would shoot me with it.
Look, I'm not suggesting
you can own
a gun
without
you with it. Are you trying to tell me that I shouldn't own a gun because I could shoot you with it?
No. I'm telling you, you can own a gun without aggressing against others.
I can vote for Baron Swearingen without aggressing against you.
You're sure about that?
Absolutely.
As sure as I am that when I sit down, the gun won't fire and shoot you in the forehead.
What you're suggesting here,
can always be a misfire, man.
Okay, hold on. Now, what you're suggesting here is that I am somehow responsible for the actions of the individual who decides to go ahead and take office. That is not true. There is no evidence whatsoever to back that up unless I specifically endorse some sort of a violent policy, which I do not.
I am saying, and this is what Kurt was saying that I agreed with, is that you are more responsible than someone who didn't vote.
How is it that I could possibly be responsible for violence that was enacted upon you by somebody that I did not necessarily endorse for that particular purpose?
Because if you voted for the lesser of two evils, you voted for evil.
So wait a
second. You chose to impose him on
I do not believe Baron Swearingen is evil. I believe him to be a trustworthy individual who is a principled man who has absolutely no interest in controlling me.
Doing the right thing rather than doing nothing is makes me responsible?
The right thing, Mark, is to not participate in a system of violence.
No, the right thing is to try to protect my friends and my family from violence.
Right. Yeah. Now, okay, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Kurt. Do you pay property taxes?
Now, that's the same argument that a socialist would use, to argue that I don't have ownership over my property.
Do you pay property taxes?
You guys say that all the time.
Do you pay property taxes?
Don't
that's not
that.
The argument
this
I'm making.
Like, this is like Marx's argument.
Do you pay property taxes?
Genghis Khan versus Jimmy
Carter. You got to talk to me about your issue. Now, I've got a question for you that is going to completely invalidate what you're saying. You stand there on your so-called principles and you say, well, the right thing to do is to not participate in a system involving coercion.
All right,
I bet you pay property taxes and income taxes, too.
Yeah.
Don't you?
What happens if I don't pay property taxes?
You tell me.
I could be killed.
Well, wait, the right thing to do.
If you vote for the right guy, then I could have Obama in taking my money.
The right thing to do, you just told me the right thing to do is to not participate in a system that, does all this.
You remember when you talked about your relative scale and how much you were willing to give up, whether you wanted to stay in jail for your idea or not?
Okay.
On your disobedience? What I'm telling you is that not paying property taxes... By paying property taxes, I prevent myself from being killed. Okay?
And you give money to the system so it perpetuates itself.
So
sure.
Hold on a second now. So
I mean, you giving that money is far worse than me going into a blind ballot box. I started.
Mark, calm down.
I started. You giving money to that system via property tax is far worse than me going into a blind ballot box and having a statistical chance, a minute statistical chance, of making a difference in a voting chamber.
You're
by pulling the lever or something.
That's wrong, Mark, because you are showing your not the support that's coerced from you, which my taxes are, which I'll be killed if I don't do
so them. Since you're worried
your
about being killed, hold on a second. Since you're worried about being killed so much, how about we have ourselves a fictional election, let's say it's real in 2010, where two local candidates, one is running to kill everybody that does not vote for him, and the other is running to not kill anybody. Would you participate?
Voting. Can we come back to that?
No. You've got one chance to answer.
Well, Mark said Genghis Khan versus Jimmy Carter. I said, what if my choice is Genghis Khan versus Joseph Stalin? Are you going to participate in that election?
No, I don't vote in every election. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I'll only vote for somebody that I can't feel dirty about.
President.
That I won't feel dirty about voting for. Hello? It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, including the updates. We will clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free. The IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for those from simply the curious to those very passionate about liberty, the libertarian philosophy. Even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to theihs.com and register today. Deadline is March the 31st. That's theihs.com.
So 800-259-9231 is the number, and that's brought to you by SACL CAI. Just a few more thoughts on that last call and a conversation that has engaged us over the past couple of nights, this whole idea that voting, participating in voting is immoral, and it's endorsing the state, and it's violence against your neighbor. And, yeah, if it was Stalin versus Hitler, yeah, you'd be endorsing violence against your neighbor.
And then you'd have to vote for none of the above.
But if it's Stalin, right, you'd have to not go. I mean, because there's no right. None of the above on the ballot.
Well, let's talk about, I mean, you know, if you're talking Stalin versus Hitler, you're talking about people on the same level. Let's just take it to Obama and McCain. I mean, really, you're
no
talking
thanks.
About...
I'm not going to vote in that
You're talking
election.
About one is 51%, you know, it's 51-49 there. They're so remarkably close in their policies and their beliefs. You're not really picking one that's better than the other. There's just a microscopic difference between
right.
the two.
It's all
and
marketing.
It's your perspective as to which difference is better. So I think that's a, you know, it's a fine example that he made. And in that case, I'd say, well, you know, do whatever you want to do. It's not like your vote counts much anyway.
Sure.
I mean, when you're talking about being in, I don't know, the state of Florida where the separation of the votes was, I think it's 40,000 in some states. Imagine being in California where it was probably a huge landslide, hundreds of thousands of people between you and, you know, the decision-making point. So, you know, you going or not going, maybe even millions, I don't know. You going or not going doesn't matter. Not in states like that. I suppose it mattered in North Carolina whether or not you voted for president, but just barely. There were only 54 people that even mattered in the presidential election.
So the caller ended up vehemently defending his ability to or his participation in paying property tax when just a moment before that he had said, you know, the only moral thing to do is to not participate with this, you know, this evil system. But yet he goes ahead and does whatever it is they demanded right. him to do. Where I wanted to go with that was he's paying property taxes. So let's talk again about voting, except this time not on a national level, and where you pointed out rightfully so that your vote really doesn't count. Let's look at a local election wherein there are maybe only a few hundred people participating in that voting system, wherein your vote really could end up being that one vote that does make the difference. So if you've got a situation in which somebody who's running for office has signed the Small Government Pledge, which says that, you know, it's out there on paper that their intention is to reduce the size of the state, to do nothing to increase it in any way, shape, or form. If somebody has signed the Small Government Pledge and they're running for, say, city council, and somebody else is running who you know to be a big government person who wants to infringe upon your freedom even more, who is wanting to raise taxes, let's say to, you know, build some new school or whatever it is their grand government program happens to be, you've got a study in contrast there. You've got candidates. Date A that is involved in the small government or liberty movement, and then candidate B, you have a pure statist who wants to increase property taxes. What he was saying is that, okay, yeah, he'll pay taxes because they're going to hurt him, but if there's some way that he could participate in that system and reduce his taxes that he's being forced at the threat of violence to pay, he's going to stay home and do nothing.
Right. You know, and I don't know the enemy of the state, and I don't know, you know, I've met Kurt, and, you know, I'm not talking about them specifically, but there are people out there that do this whole I'm on a high horse, I don't vote thing, and that's really all they do.
Like that's you mean
their,
not do?
Right, right. That's their only participation in the political process is telling people, I don't vote. Oh, boy, you're really getting out there and getting something accomplished.
I'm on my soapbox.
Yeah, I'm righteous, and I'm doing something significant. No, you're not.
Well, you know, it takes me back to, I believe it was Plato who said that those who refuse to vote run the risk of being ruled by their inferiors.
Exactly. And again, we're not saying go and vote for every single election.
That's
I mean,
right.
There's one coming up here. You talk about poor choices. There's some local school board election. And there is one guy that's running who I've met in person and I've talked with him. And he seems to be kind of with us. But at the same time, when I heard him on the radio the other day, he was totally within the spectrum of the paradigm of the system and not saying anything about ideals or what he would like to see happen. All he was talking about was, well, we have to do this or we have to do that because, you know, in the system, there are usually only a few options that they're presented with is what they can do. So one of the options is, well, you either build this new middle school at the cost of millions of dollars or you build or you repair the existing middle school at the cost of millions of dollars. And of course, he trying to just simply work within those parameters is saying, well, I think we should do option A because it'll cost less. He's not saying that we should turn the school's system over to the marketplace. He's not saying anything that has anything to do with significant change or reducing the size of the government. So I'm not going to go out and vote for that guy, even though I've had a personal experience with him that was positive. He's not principled. He's not obviously not interested in bringing up the issues that are important to me. And as far as voting on the actual issue of where to spend that money, I'm going to stay out of that one too. Look, I don't care how that one comes out. It's bad either way you slice it, and I will not participate in something like that. So just because we're defending the process of engaging in that particular system to defend oneself from violence doesn't mean we're engaging in it 100% of the time. I don't vote for most of those people. I don't know who most of them are, and I'm certainly not going to vote for them unless they have proven themselves to be principled and unique, and especially if they've signed the small government pledge, which I think really sets them apart. And the fact is 99% of them won't sign it. Because they all have some area of government that they want to increase.
Right, and the people that will sign it can't expect a good portion of the liberty-minded people to vote for them because those people are out being, you know, righteous and significant by not voting.
Let's talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Paul?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello? Hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, sir. Just great. What's up?
Good. I had an analogy that I thought might be useful in this for people who are inclined to not vote. If somebody, say you see somebody mugging somebody else, right, and they got a crowbar in their hand and they're about to smack him with it across the face, right? Now, suppose you had a chance of you can't affect the situation in any way, but you might have a chance of replacing that crowbar with a stick or even if you're lucky, a styrofoam noodle. Would you do that?
You know,
if you could press that button and do that.
I've used this example, and it doesn't go particularly well. They are so entrenched in where they are. I don't know. I mean,
it's a great example.
Yeah, it works fine.
I mean, it seems like you got all these people who do believe in power over other people, and it's not going to change. You're going to have the government. But what you might be able to do is just, you know, make that mugging a little bit less bad.
Thank you, Paul, for the call tonight. I agree with you. I'm with you there. Obviously, you don't want to be a part of the mugging, but at the same time, do you just stand by and watch as somebody gets just destroyed by the mugger? What about the railroad situation where you've got a bunch of people tied down to one track and only one person tied down to the other? Do you intervene in that situation? 1-800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95.
payment. That's enough for two vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include, by the way, the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free at freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping today with an easy-to-use email alternative that's free. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. Go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, talking to Chris in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about voting, but what was I going to say? I was running from the steps. Let me catch my breath. I listened to Stefan Molyneux, and I guess he'll be speaking at the forum.
Yes.
He says to not participate at all in the voting system. Now, what do you say to that? What would you say to that?
I'd say if you blindly follow a preacher that you're a blind follower.
No, I know, but it sounds so right, from the anarchist point of view.
Wait a second.
I agree with him.
Wait, is Ian not an anarchist?
What's that?
I prefer the term voluntarist.
Whatever.
Yeah. Do you understand? I hear your point of view. I got interested with Ron Paul and the Ron Paul movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Principle of Man, and I said, I'll get involved.
And Ron Paul brought people into this movement. You are included in that, and you're not the only one. As I was talking earlier today, one of the new movers from the Free State Project was brought in by Ron Paul. And so there is some value to participating in this awful, oppressive, tyrannical system. And the fact is, Nick, our co-host on Tuesday nights, Nick Michalevich from Free Minds TV, has committed that he's going to throw his hat into the ring for the city council race this year. And I can't see any reason why I wouldn't vote for Nick. He's a good guy, and he believes in freedom. He's not a voluntarist, but he's darn close. Good enough for me. Certainly far better than any of the other city councilors that are out there right now that are just looking to wield power for power's sake. And so I would have no hesitation whatsoever to support somebody like Nick. And if it resulted ultimately in less money being stolen from people, that's a win. Now, look, I understand that's not usually the way it turns out. Usually the incumbents get reelected over and over again. The state drastically increases in size. But the reality is, if you do have an activist enclave, as we are creating here in New Hampshire, the odds can change. The odds are changing, and I think that's pretty cool. I don't believe that politics is a particularly effective method of change. I believe firmly it's the most ineffective method, but I believe doing nothing is far more ineffective.
Right. I agree. But, I don't know. I mean, I don't know which stance to take. I think I balance in between.
Well, you should do whatever makes you feel right.
Right. But I agree with both of you, you know, because you sound right on one aspect to participate in it, but then to not participate in it.
Well, you know, it's such an insignificant little tiny issue, because the vote is really, when you look at it on a national scale, your vote is an insignificant thing. So, you know, like, if I considered it significant of any importance that a person standing on a hilltop bugling the fact that they didn't vote to be, well, relevant to my life in any way, I might, you know, call up Stefan and, you know, say, hey, let's debate this issue. But honestly, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, we're going to have to bust his chops at the Liberty Forum.
I'm not going to say anything to the guy. I'll have him on the show, and we'll talk to him about other things.
I think he's a great guy.
I like Stefan.
Right. He's out there propagating freedom. He has a really great, great show. The last thing I'm going to do is find the one tiny hair and split that thing. That's what this show's for. Please call in, split hairs.
Right. Now, you know, Stefan, I mean, everybody's capable of being wrong. We've certainly been wrong in the past. We could be wrong about things right now. Stefan at one time thought the Free State Project was a fully political movement until I, you know, corrected him on that. I said, hey, there are a whole bunch of voluntarist, non-voting types that are moving here into Keene, and he was just completely unaware of that. So prior to that, he was uninformed, and now he's been better informed. And if he found out that a group of anarchists were running for office here in Keene, then what would he think about that?
I don't know.
Would he chastise them?
I don't know what he would necessarily say to that, and I don't know if anybody's asked him that question specifically, that what if a principled anarchist is running for office? Is it okay to vote for them, Mr. Molyneux, sir? You know, Stefan? You know, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know what he would say, but I can tell you that, wait, before you go on, I can tell you that, that when I asked him whether, with my political philosophies the way they are, if I am advocating aggressing against my neighbor, and he said, no, I don't think you are. So, you know, I've gotten his blessing.
That's right, I remember that. Yeah.
Right. Well, I was just saying that maybe, you know, we'll have to hijack the Republican Party or whatever, the Democratic Party, like Ron Paul did. He was a pro-liberty guy.
He didn't successfully hijack much of anything.
Republican Party.
Ron Paul, great guy, but he didn't hijack the Republican Party.
But you know something? What he's done, though, he's basically, there's been a pebble in the lake of the Republican Party, and now the waves are spreading all over, and he's giving the Republican Party a lot of headaches right now. Yeah,
well,
in their current structure, which is good.
That's not what the Republican Party, the Republican Party's like, just the same as the Democratic Party. You know what I mean? Do you understand that we, by voting, you have to almost participate to get on the ballot. You have to go, dress like a wolf and,
Not really. You can get on the ballot here in Keene for $2.
Or dressed like a sheep, excuse me.
You can walk into the city council or the city clerk's office dressed however you want and give them $2, and they'll put you on the ballot. So it's different depending on what you're talking about, depending on the level that you're discussing. And I understand where you're at, and I've been there. I've been torn. Let me tell you, you can go back to some of the episodes before the 2008 election, and, one day I'll feel this way, and then I'll come in, we'll have a conversation, and then I'll feel differently. And so I think that you should do whatever feels right to you. in most cases, voting does not feel right to me because the choices are anathema to my belief system. But in a few select instances, voting for Harry Brown, for instance, in the year 2000, voting for Michael Badnarik in the year 2004, in a few select instances, I don't have a problem with it. And if I can feel good about doing it, if I can feel as though I'm not aggressing against my neighbor in any way, then that's okay. Or if I feel like, you know, that candidate is significantly different and significantly an improvement over what is currently the status quo, I can feel okay enough to possibly motivate myself to go out for something like that, though that gets more difficult over time. I thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. We continue, this time talking to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Since we're on the subject of voting, I think it's safe to say your most effective vote is your wallet. Do you agree?
I would agree.
Well, let's talk about how the American people voted in 2008. Okay? In November, we bought 1,529,635 firearms. Now, that's just FFL approvals coming out of Virginia.
Sure.
In December, it was 1,523,426. And in January,
These are brand new guns. Point of clarification, these are brand new sold guns?
They are firearm purchases. There can be more than one purchase per approval.
So, but they're brand new guns?
They're brand new approvals for multiple guns or just one gun.
But we're not talking about guns that are floating around from different owner to different owner, or are we? Are those included?
Anything sold through an FFL with a license check that goes to the FBI.
Okay, so those could be used guns. Those could be used guns. Okay.
What about, is that gun shows too?
You would multiply these numbers by 5 to get the unlicensed sales. Okay, so in January you got 1,213,885, and then for 2008 you got 12,709,023. Okay, that's enough to outfit India's army every 30 days. The whole army of India, the second largest army in the world. That's voting. Okay, so when these guys come to grab the guns, plug them. There's not enough of them around.
It's easy to say, but harder to do.
I would rather die free. I would rather die free and plug one of these guys than live in slavery.
I see where you're coming from. I hope it never comes to that. And thank you for the call, Dave.
I second that.
You're not going to get to write the news story about when you're getting stiff in the morgue. You're not going to be able to write that news story about why it was that you plugged him.
Yeah.
You'll just be a crazed madman with child porn on his computer.
Hour two coming up. You bring up whatever you want. This is free. Hour two more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. Even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak you in, though I shouldn't get off the numbers because we're loaded up with calls. People really want to talk about this voting stuff. By the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy for life, there are dozens of categories in which you can shop. Plus, you can even buy used items through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll save a few bucks, and we'll still get a percentage of your purchase. Again, enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Now, we've told you before about the Institute for Humane Studies. There are seminars that they do all year long. The summer seminars are, of course, coming up. You can get involved. Participation is free. IHS covers meals and housing. You can go to theihs.com. That's the new website, Mark?
Yes.
Theihs.com. And get registered. The deadline for registration is March 31st. As an example of one of the things they're going to be doing, you can go to the Scholarship and a Free Society seminar from July 25th through 31st in Philly. It's for graduate students only, examining the implications of libertarian ideas on society, academia, the future, and more. Though rooted in scholarship, the seminar will also connect issues in the academy to world events. In addition to the many fundamental questions being raised in economics, participants will explore the impact of the world crisis on law, government, and the conception of the state. The deadline to apply is March 31st. Go to theihs.com and get registered today. As we continue with your phone calls, ladies first, Lauren is on the line in New Hampshire on the app line. Hello, Lauren.
Howdy. How you guys doing?
Just super.
Hey, it's Lauren Canario.
Hey, Lauren.
Lauren, my hero Canario, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about voting, too. So have forgotten one thing about voting for somebody that you think is, morally upstanding, is a good person.
Mm-hmm.
That power changes them. If they do get into power, you know, it's going to make them less honest, have less integrity. Like Julia ran for office. She had to go through all kinds of machinations, and there was all kinds of intrigues behind the scenes, and that if she was going to win, she would have to play dirty, right?
I don't know about
that. Well, I don't think, you know.
And she didn't.
She answered questions in the manner that was, you know, like I answered, helped her answer her questions. So, you know, they were somewhat obscured in the nature of the answer. However, you know, she approved the answers. So I don't think that that's about as dirty and as you know, the biggest machinations that I'd say she went through.
But I think what Lauren is saying is it tends to be true. I mean, when people get their hands on power.
In order to win, you generally have to compromise your principles in some fashion or another. I would agree with that. However, what if you didn't?
Well, I don't think it would be possible to have, you know, have much effect or to get reelected. But if
well, that's okay. The end of the end game is not necessarily to always be elected. I mean, for instance, one of the purposes of running for office around here would be to just simply get your message out. I mean, again, Ron Paul didn't have much of a chance of getting elected, but because Ron Paul ran for president, we now have a new mover that is has moved to Keene, New Hampshire. So, I mean, there's some real tangible benefits that can come from playing their little game because it's simply the reality is that the mainstream media does pay attention to these things, and when the mainstream media pays attention, it gives you a mouthpiece with which to spread your ideas, and I think that's important.
And you know, if you do manage to get elected, and Lauren, you and I live in small towns, we could very well get elected with just, you know, by accident or with just a few votes, a few hundred votes would get you in. So
go look up Steve Rocco on YouTube if you want to see a great example of someone who was elected by complete accident.
Steve Rocco on YouTube.
Ron Paul wasn't, you know, he had to change to get elected. He had to become anti-immigrant, and that, you know, that lessened him.
I agree.
He's not quite as the honest of a guy as you think he was.
I had a hard time voting for him, I have to tell you.
I agree that bothered me. It bothered me, too. There were some things about his platform that bothered me, and, you know, I did vote for him in the primary. And, as far as it went, if he was on a local level, and all those opinions actually mattered, because most of them don't on a local level, but, you know, if his opinions mattered in those areas, then I might not have done it, because my vote would have been more significant. However, since my vote is highly diluted by the fact that, well, I don't know, 150, 200 million people were going to vote in that election, I'd take the guy that was 96.25%.
See, I don't think Ron Paul was actually anti-immigrant. I think he was being pragmatic in the sense that he realized that in our present socialistic system, what we've got going now with our foreign policy, that it wasn't really practical to have totally open borders. And I would agree with
that. But what Lauren was saying was he had to sound as though he was a little more anti-immigrant than he might have actually been in reality. Because we all know that when he was running in 1988 as the Libertarian Party candidate, he was very pro-immigration at that time. And he completely changed his tune. So there's no doubt truth to what it is that Lauren is saying, is that these people will water down their message, and then when they actually get their reins of power in their hands, there is a good chance it will infect them and it will change them. There's no doubt about that. However, that's not my responsibility as somebody who is participating as a defensive kind of a purpose.
Right.
But I wouldn't vote for Varen because I like Varen.
Thanks, Lauren. 800-259-9231.
Varen won't have to count on her vote because he would be in a different town.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls and talk to Travis in Florida. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, again, I was calling in about the voting.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
Yeah, well, one of the only reasons I have actually registered is I consider myself a voluntary anarcho-capitalist. The reason that I registered was to vote for Ron Paul, and so he was the only first person to have that close to my point of view as ever running during my lifetime.
So it was enough. Ron Paul was close enough to encourage an anarchist, a voluntarist, to actually come out of the woodwork and register to vote. Very interesting.
And,
did you feel dirty?
It did feel a little weird standing in line there in the government building and stuff, but I was also got to vote down a lot of amendments. So
now they've got
right.
Your name and address.
Yeah, that was a mistake. I wish I hadn't have actually registered to vote, because now Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is actually claiming that one doesn't actually have to register to vote in order to vote in New Hampshire. So apparently they've built up this structure and they tell people certain things, which aren't isn't necessarily true, that apparently you can actually vote as an inhabitant instead of a resident, and you don't actually have to register. I don't know about all the details. That's from his initial look at the situation up here. Of course, things in New Hampshire are a little bit different. I'm so used to having to go in and flash a driver's license in order to vote down in Florida, whereas here you just walk in and you tell them who you are. It's a much looser system up here. There's no doubt about that. Travis, thanks for the call tonight.
I can't wait.
Yes, sir. Right. Looking forward to having you up here. Let's talk to James in Louisiana. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's James? Doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about government schools.
Please.
And, I wanted to find out what you guys thought about what would happen or what would have happened had we not adopted the Prussian system for our schools here in the U.S.
Well, I mean, obviously anything could have happened. The Prussian system has done a lot of damage to the youth of America, generation after generation, building on the ignorance of the prior generations, the government school system indoctrinating the youth to be good little serfs, good little citizens, be obedient, not question authority, not question their premises, and to simply just, you know, be essentially good little worker drones. I mean, that's the reality of the Prussian system. That is what we have today. What could have happened could be anything, but obviously what I would like to have happened would have been to just have the government never get involved in the first place. But as far as speculating on what could have happened, that's an impossibility.
Right. Right. I agree. I wish, with my experience, it's been kind of violent because, with my parents, I know if I got bad grades, I got, forced put upon me violence with a belt or whatever.
Mm. And I don't think that's a good way to teach kids anything, personally.
Yeah. Particularly effective.
Yep. So,
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here quickly with Johnny in Wisconsin. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live. Johnny
Hello?
In Wisconsin, you are on the air.
Here's Johnny.
Here you
good
are.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are
what's
you guys
your,
doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, dude? You get about 30 seconds.
Airwave. I would like to thank you guys for Airwade. I had
for
some DMT last night, recipe I found off Airwade. I was tripping my balls off.
Had DMT. That's known as the spirit. What is it called? The spirit drug or something like that?
It was a Viridis tea my girlfriend made for her and me. And, we tripped balls last night. I was actually going to call on this show, but I was...
You couldn't dial the phone.
Oh, good. So what did you learn from Arrowhead in order to not lose your mind completely? What did you learn?
Read the experiences on Arrowhead and follow the recipes accordingly.
Call us back tomorrow night. We can talk more about this. We are out of time.
Dosage is important.
Dosage is very important. Set and setting, very important. Arrowhead.org, great place to go to get real information. And DMT is actually created in your brain, so it's very natural to you. More tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.